You're listening to Marketplace Weekend, where the economy meets real life. I'm Lizzie O'Leary. For a lot of us, the holidays center around food. It's a way to bring people together. So whether you're frying latkes or serving up a Christmas ham, or like my mother, making curry for about 20 people, I bet you have a few of your own food traditions. And chefs do too, with their families. We spoke to two Los Angeles chefs about their favorite holiday foods. And I'm going to let them introduce themselves.
I'm Steve Sampson, chef of Soto Restaurant and the upcoming Rosso Blu in Los Angeles.
I'm Ray Garcia, chef owner of Broken Spanish and BS Taqueria.
I've been interested in food my whole life. My mom is from Italy, in Bologna. I used to go to Bologna to stay with my grandparents almost every summer. Life in Italy kind of tends to revolve around the table.
I studied political science and business economics. I graduated, but the whole time when I was reading my college textbooks, I was also flipping through Cooking for Dummies and the Better Homes and Garden cookbook.
I kind of floated around for a while without knowing what I wanted to do with my life. I was actually going to go to medical school, and then I decided I was going to go to cooking school instead. The second I got into a kitchen, though, I just realized it was what I wanted to do.
For me, some of the traditional comfort foods around the holidays were tamales, ham, beans, rice, tortillas.
Tortellini and brodo is kind of the most famous one. It's kind of the special occasion dish. They're little tiny tortellini that you eat in broth, and they're hard to make because they're so small. They're very labor-intensive. So just because of that, they tend to be more of a special occasion dish, and every major holiday includes tortellini for sure.
Tamales are something that I enjoyed eating. I love to make around the holidays, and I serve at my restaurant now. I have a vegetarian version that kind of rotates seasonally. So right now it's a parsnip and chestnut tamal with a little splash of mezcal. There was not mezcal at the house, at least not for me when I was growing up and making tamales.
I've kind of taken over a lot of the duties for holiday meals because I don't want my mom to have to work. And now the family's big, it's like 20 people, but she still makes the tortellini. That's one thing I haven't taken, but usually I'll make the roast. In Italy, there's also traditions around New Year's Eve that are very symbolic, like lentils and cotechino. Lentils symbolize little coins, so that means it symbolizes prosperity. Cotechino is a very hearty sausage from Emilia-Romagna, and in L.A. it might not make too much sense, but in northern Italy it gets pretty cold during the winter, so they generally eat the cotechino with lentils and mashed potatoes. That's kind of the New Year's Eve dish.
I have a three-year-old son, and I'd love to find some sort of way to start incorporating him in the cooking process like I was when I was younger, whether we make our own tamales or whether it's a cookie recipe that we can all kind of get our hands dirty with and make and share around the table.
Obviously, it can be intimidating to cook for a lot of people, but if you just plan ahead and get as much done ahead of time, I would like to do a whole roast, more family-style stuff, so you don't have to sit there and plate for too many people. Like the roast, you kind of just slice it and serve it, and people serve themselves. A big roast like that, you can definitely cook it ahead of time and then just reheat it right before.
I think that you can make a great holiday meal on a budget. If you're having people over, incorporate them in the process, and you don't have to necessarily buy all the pies or the breads or the cookies or the baked goods. Give it a shot and try to make a bread together. Try to make the mashed potatoes. And the more that you can make from scratch, you know, not only is it going to be a little bit more affordable, but it's going to be a memory for you and everyone who participated.
Pasta is always very cost-effective. You know, they say Italian restaurants always have good food cost percentages because it's all flour and water, they say. So pasta dishes are usually very cost effective. You know, like a lasagna, something like that can be kind of labor intensive. But again, it's all stuff you get ready ahead of time. So then you just throw it in the oven. If it's a braised cut of meat, the braising cuts sort of like a pork shoulder or a beef shank or something like that, they're usually much more cost effective than, you know, a prime rib. And they're super delicious if you just cook them right.